If you remember in the 1980s, there was the Mad Cow or BSE crisis, which paralysed the British beef and meat industry. The United States imposed some pretty sweeping and swinging bans and restrictions on the import of any UK meat-based sausage products, including the haggis. And the haggis has been on the banned list ever since. And not since 1989, it's been illegal for an American to try and import haggis directly from the UK.
So what is haggis actually made of? Just remind us what's in it.
Well, essentially, it's sheep offal. I mean, traditionally, it was sheep offal that was boiled in a sheep's stomach. And, I mean, we haven't used stomach for many, many years. It's now a kind of form of plastic. But the main ingredients are things like sheep heart, stomach lining, oatmeal, suet, pepper, and other spices.
And as you say, the ban was in place for 21 years. There's a lot of people of Scottish descent in the United States. Are there any tales of kind of bootleg haggises making their way over
there? Well, there are. There are lots of apocryphal stories. I mean, I have to say that I've looked at this in the past, and we've picked up stories and rumours from expats and from people that have given us knowing nods, saying that there are Scots and American Scots who have actually smuggled haggises into the United States. There are also Americans who have tried to make their own haggises in their kitchen using sheep produce of their own, which I think it's unclear why it's necessarily illegal to do so in the United States. But in the US, the only legal way of making a haggis, I'm told, is to use beef, which, of course, is entirely beside the point.
And presumably the haggis industry has responded well to the lifting of this ban and are looking for a huge expansion of sales across the Atlantic.
Of course, they're absolutely delighted. I mean, you know, haggis is doing extremely well at the moment anyway. I mean, last year when we were celebrating the anniversary of Burns's birth with this entire year of homecoming, sales increased by 19% year on year up to about £9 million worth. But that was only £9 million sold within the United Kingdom alone. And with upwards of 6 million Americans claiming Scottish descent, it's a pretty huge market, a pretty important market. The other thing not to forget is that American Scots are, in many respects, the backbone of the kind of Scottish diaspora. They're the people that have the strongest urge to retain and to build up and to create, in many cases, Scottish culture. So for them, being able to buy an authentic Scottish haggis from McSween's, say, the most famous haggis producer, would be an amazing development.
And it is, of course, Burns Night tonight. Will you be eating a haggis or maybe even a dressing one?
Well, I certainly won't be a dressing one. If I do eat one, it'll be a vegetarian haggis, which some people would regard as one of the greatest sins known to the culinary world. But actually, vegetarian haggis is pretty good as well.